Now we're navigating the complexities of copyright termination and recapture rights. First, we have Adam Rich, who has made the trip down to Texas. Thank you. He's a music lawyer who represents major recording artists, publishers, and record companies in high-profile copyright matters. He also maintains a robust First Amendment practice, counseling and litigating on behalf of journalists, major media companies against libel, copyright, right of publicity, and trademark claims. He successfully litigated disputes in federal and state courts across the U.S. and helped secure favorable jury verdicts for his clients at trial. Next is Gwen Seal. If you've been here, you've seen her presiding over some of the other things this week. She is the fearless leader of Test Law, our State Bar of Texas Entertainment and Sports Law section. And if you remember, you probably get a lot of emails from Gwen telling you what's going on. She practices entertainment law at Mike Tolleson & Associates here in Austin. While she was at SMU back in the day, she interned at two music venues in the Dallas Deep Ellum District, Trees and Bomb Factory, for not called Bomb Factory anymore, but for anyone in Dallas, you'll know those places for sure. And with that, she's going to talk more about her experience, I'm sure. I want to welcome y'all. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with y'all. Just thought I'd say y'all since I'm in Texas. I don't know. We don't say that really in New York, but great to see you. We're excited to talk about this sort of technical and interesting aspect of the Copyright Act, and these are the termination provisions that allow authors who grant their rights to reclaim their rights. So we're going to cover several topics. So we'll talk a little bit about the history of these provisions and who's eligible under the statute to terminate, the time frame for terminating, the very sort of hyper-technical requirements of notice provisions, and a couple of other nuanced issues that we'll cover, and talk about some fun cases along the way. So, quick history. So under the 1909 Copyright Act, authors were entitled to their original term of 28 years, but also a renewal term for an additional 28 years. And that was intended by Congress to permit the author, who was originally in a poor bargaining position, to renegotiate the terms of the grant once the true value of his work had been tested. In other words, obviously, you know, you write something, you have no idea if anything's going to happen with it, you sign it over to a publisher, and then suddenly it's a huge hit, and they're making tons of money and you're not. So this is a way to reclaim your rights. The issue, however, was that publishers got wise to this, and they started coercing authors to, when they signed publishing agreements, to not only sign over the rights to the original term, but also to promise to turn over the renewal term. There was some question as to whether those kinds of contracts were enforceable or whether they frustrated the purpose of the Copyright Act, but in 1943, the Supreme Court said, nope, those kinds of agreements are totally enforceable. An author can sign away their right to renew the copyright. So the problem was that unless the author died before his renewal term began, in which case his renewal rights would vest to his statutory heirs, but as long as the author was alive, the renewal rights would be retained by the publisher. So if the author had signed an agreement like that, the publisher would just retain the rights to the work for the entire 56-year period provided under the Act. So this is one of the things that Congress wanted to fix when they wrote the 1976 Copyright Act. Unlike the 1909 Act, instead of the dual term for copyright protection, there was just a unitary single term, but the 1976 Act added a limited right to terminate grants, so that the author could reclaim their rights. Same rationale to safeguard authors against unremunerative transfers, as Congress called it. And the goal was also to make these rights inalienable. So they added a provision, for example, in Section 203, said that the author could terminate the grant notwithstanding an agreement to the contrary.